Vanderbilt and Riverfront Trail, River and Rails. This station, now an independent museum, is here only as a reminder of the past, when passengers boarded or disembarked on their various journeys on the New York Central Rail Line. Notice the railroad station sign on the end wall of the building, indicating the distance to New York City and Buffalo. While the rail no longer stops in Hyde Park, it's the perfect location for a trail stop to talk about the family who built and managed the New York Central Railroad, the Vanderbilt family, whose fates and fortunes helped shape the Hyde Park community. In the 1860s, Cornelius Commodore Vanderbilt, a successful shipping magnate, began buying financially troubled railroads. His New York Central Railroad became the nation's biggest business by the 1870s. The railroad network extended from the Northeast to Chicago, with its terminus, the famed Grand Central Station in Manhattan. The Hudson Line, here on the east bank of the river, is the Central's passenger line. Across the river, the West Shore Railroad carries freight. Frederick Vanderbilt, the Commodore's grandson, joined the family business with his father, William Henry Vanderbilt, and poured himself into the operation of railroads. He held a seat on the board of 22 railroads and directed his family's New York Central for 61 years. If you're interested in learning more about the New York Central Railroad and the Vanderbilt Empire, consider taking a Trails and Rails tour. This program, a partnership between the National Park Service and Amtrak, provides educational opportunities that will help you gain a deeper appreciation for this region and its culture. Learn more by visiting nps.gov/findapark/trailsandrails.htm.